I was saying, in which sense do we have a weak solution for the initial datum g of x equal to the absolute value of x of the one-dimensional homogeneous transport equation? So we say that u is a weak solution if for every test function phi in C1 with compact support of the domain, so R times 0 plus infinity, closed here so that phi of 0 may not be 0, we have that the integral over R times 0 plus infinity of u against phi t plus b phi x in dx and in dt plus the integral over R of g phi of g of x phi of x 0 in dx is equal to 0. This is a definition. But why is this meaningful? The point is that if u were going to be C1, so if u is a classical solution, C1 solution, then by integrating by part, this becomes, well, when I integrate by parts in space, so in X, there is no problem because phi is compact support. So I can do it, the boundary term vanish, and simply move the derivative from phi to u. When I integrate in time, I have also time plus infinity, I have 0 because phi is compact support, but the time equals 0, I have something. So what would I get? I would get minus the integral R times 0 plus infinity of simply exchanging the role of phi and u, so phi against ut plus b ux in dx and in dt, minus the integral over R of u phi evaluated at time 0, but u of x 0 is exactly g of x, plus, and then there is the integral over R of g of x phi x 0. And now you see, if u is actually a solution of this equation, this term is 0, and this is g. And so also these two cancels out. So if I have a classical solution, then it's also a weak solution. This is to justify, you didn't have to write this, but if you knew this notion, you could tell me that u of x t built in the usual way, that is g1, the absolute value of x minus tb, is still a solution in this sense. Mainly the reason is that it is a solution almost everywhere, and therefore integration by parts does not notice this is a negligible set of points, x equal to tb, this half line, where we do not have the differentiability. Okay, now, let us check that indeed u of xt equal to the absolute value of x minus tb is a solution. So, our claim is a weak solution. Is that u of xt equal to the absolute value of x minus tb is a weak solution. And so, notice. Well, first of all, you may notice that when t equal to 0, the initial data is attained for every x, because it is continuous, so that's not a problem. So we might even ask phi to be with compact support also in 0 plus infinity to don't consider this term, but if we want to keep it, it's fine. So what do we have? Without loss of generality, assume b is positive. The other case can be done analogously. just to show you all the calculations. Now we need to check that, to take instead of u the absolute value of x minus tb. Now, but if b is positive, x minus tb is the absolute value of x minus tb is equal to x minus tb as long as x is larger or equal. Then let me write this condition here. We have x minus tb as long as x is larger equal than tb, and tb minus x vice versa, of course. But this means, since b is non-negative, that t is less equal than x over b, and here it means that t is larger than x over b. B equal to 0 is trivial because it means that there is no transport actually, and so ut equals 0, the function does not depend on, I just to make you notice that b equals 0 is meaningless, because b equals 0, we would have u of x t equal to absolute value of x. It's a constant in time, so the first equation is trivially satisfied, and second, this case is not interesting.